Excellent. Thank you, Radcliffe. Eliminate mouse cursor, please. Thank you. Okay, here we go.
I'm hot. Hello? Hello? Is this on? Can everyone hear me? All right. Good evening. My name is Dr. Cosmo Genovese. I come to you from the University of Ohio. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about COFRAG, a complete framework for anti-gravity. So, what is anti-gravity? Well, to understand anti-gravity, first you must understand gravity. Gravity was discovered around 1709 by Sir Isaac Newton, although, as a historical footnote, there is some doubt as to whether it was, in fact, Gottfried Leibniz who made the discovery first. Newton discovered that gravity is an attractive force between rounded bodies, such as the Earth and the Moon, or, as in the famous story, between the apple falling from the tree and Newton's head. Research on gravity was further brought forward by Einstein in 1960 when he discovered that gravity is related to curvature in space-time. However, that study has not been revisited in over 50 years, and recent results in string theory have cast some of Einstein's discoveries into doubt. So this is certainly an area that requires more study. So now that you understand gravity, what is anti-gravity? Well, as we know from Newton's first law of motion, for every force, there is an equal and opposite force. So for gravity, gravity is a force. Therefore, there must be an opposing force, which we call anti-gravity. Now, if that is not clear to you, then this illustration will make it clear. Here we have a rounded body. Here we have the force of gravity. And in the opposite direction, we have anti-gravity. As I mentioned, we see this in practice every day in the relationship between the Earth and Earth's moon. The gravitational force coming from the Earth attracts the moon and keeps it in orbit around the Earth. However, the reason that the moon does not come crashing into the Earth is because of the force of anti-gravity. We also see this coming into play in one of the most common modes of transportation today, the airplane. Okay? The airplane, of course, is naturally inclined to fall to Earth. However, the force of anti-gravity is what keeps it up. But anti-gravity is still poorly understood. The airplane is actually a primitive method of harnessing anti-gravity. The reason for that is that we all know that airplanes need to have forward velocity to be able to take advantage of anti-gravity. We have yet to invent an airplane that can remain aloft while standing still. So as you can see, there is still much work to be done in the field of anti-gravity. So this brings me to the motivation for my work. Increasingly, the need to transport humans and materials around the world is becoming more. Moreover, traditional sources of fuel are becoming depleted. We are running out of fossil fuels. We are running out of wind power, solar power. We need to come up with new forms of energy, as you all know, to help prevent global warming. Now, this has been exacerbated by the recent widespread adoption of the internet. So how many of you have ordered something from the internet before? Right, we all have. So with one click, you can order something on the internet, which then needs to be shipped to you. So this has drastically increased the amount of transportation that is happening all over the world. There's also been an increasingly pervasive use of airplanes, which we can see from the number of shoe searches on airplanes increasing exponentially in the past 15 years. So what we need to do in this research is bridge the gap between the state of the practice, our airplanes, our transportation system, and the state of the art, what we really know how to do with science. So this is the ultimate goal. This is kind of our holy grail. We would like to be able to harness anti-gravity to be able to have more efficient transportation systems. So to that end, of course, we can't make that all in one great leap. So I am proposing an incremental and logical step forward, which is COFRAG, which stands for the Complete Framework for Anti-Gravity. Okay, and that's in contrast to partial frameworks that have been proposed in the past. So COFRAG provides a baseline for prioritizing and assessing research on anti-gravity. Okay, this is extremely important because we need to mitigate the risk in performing research studies. We need to make sure that we can enable fine-grained analysis in our studies, and COFRAG provides that for us. It is component-based, so you can plug in any combination of scientific theories into this framework, and it is context-driven, unlike many other frameworks. This framework takes into account the context in which research studies are performed. Okay? So COFRAG, basically what it does is it formalizes the terminologies and methodologies that are used in researching anti-gravity. Okay, so, pardon me. Here's a roadmap for the rest of the talk. Okay, so I already went through the motivation. I'm going to talk about the framework. We're going to go through the components of the framework. We're going to go over some definitions that you need to understand what's going on here. And I'll present a formal functional model of taxonomies and heuristics for anti-gravity. And finally, I'll present some empirical results that my colleagues and I have developed through some pilot studies that we have performed. Okay, so COFRAG. This slide will really help you understand what COFRAG consists of. Okay, so it is a complete framework. It is not just taxonomies. It is not just infrastructure. It is not just heuristics. It is all of these. Plus, it contains processes which I define as including both methodologies and models. Okay, so COFRAG is what every scientist studying anti-gravity needs in his or her toolkit. So I'm going to go into more detail about this later on in the talk, but this is the workflow when you are using COFRAG. So investigator, will need to gather your data and your models together, and you will plug them into COFRAG. You will also need to, through some pilot studies, develop a phase compensation, and you will need to select a theta statistic. And all of that will be plugged into COFRAG, and what you will get out of it are artifacts that you can preserve and present in your empirical studies, and you will come up with a knowledge base, and the results from different COFRAG studies can be combined all into one knowledge base. Okay, so let me present some definitions here. It is essential that you understand these to be able to really follow COFRAG. So first I want to talk about the phase variance compensation, abbreviated V sub EF. So clearly, H of 1 EL is equal to, this is Einstein's famous equation over here, and it can be shown that the following relationship holds. H sub 1 EL is equal to the differential coefficient times the phase variance compensation matricized with R, okay? And it can be, or it is left as an exercise for the reader that this is equivalent to stigma plus romega. Okay, so moving on with some more definitions. I see I'm running low on time. Let me skip ahead here. Yeah. We can discuss that after the talk. We can take that offline. So empirical results. I really don't have time to go through these. But suffice it to say that CST performs 99% significantly better than all baselines at all sparsity levels. So, yes, lots of good results here. Okay, so in conclusion, we propose a novel approach to formalize key features, attributes, and characteristics of anti-gravity. Our framework has the advantages that it leverages existing models and methods, okay? And it bridges the gap between the state of the art and the state of the practice. From our pilot study, which I'd be happy to discuss with you at the break, our initial results are indeed encouraging. Okay, future work, we need to evolve and grow the framework. We need to expand it so that we can also have a dialogue, on related concepts, the other antis in physics, and we need to compensate for the phase variance. Finally, I just want to mention a little pet project of mine, because as we all know, manual detection of gravity is tedious and error-prone. So we need a way to detect this more automatically, more efficiently, and also to let the average person be able to detect the detection of gravity at any moment. So this has broader impacts on society. We propose to develop an iPhone application or app. Little previous research has been done on iPhone apps. Just a few things, in fact, came up on Google Scholar. So we think this area is wide open for further study. So just a survey of related work. And I would like to thank everyone for their attention. And in the interest of time, we'll take questions online, offline. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Genovese. Let's see. For this next segment, we would like to request some audience participation. Can I have a volunteer? We have a DDR pad up here. You'll have to take off your shoes and do a little moving around, so need to wear comfortable clothing. Any volunteers? Yes. See, you've already got safety glasses. Thank you. Where am I? Here am I. Okay. Yes. Let the festivities begin.
Yeah. I love you, baby. I would it be? If my mind can conceive it, and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. The impossible is often the untried. The impossible is often the untried. Shoot for them, shoot for the moon. Shoot for them, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. If you can dream it, you can do it. Whether you believe you can, or you can't, you're right. Replace every I can't with I can. Try not, do or do not. There is no try. Triumph is just umph added to try. If you can dream it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
99% of the failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. Excuse is the mother of failure. Excuse is the mother of failure. I found it easier to get rich than I did to make excuses.
Baby.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
Failure is no accident. Never. Winners never. Quitters never. Never. Give up. If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. If you can imagine it, you can create it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Life has no limitations, except the ones you make. You can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pockets. If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
Never. Failure is no accident. Never.
Give up.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
I love you, baby.
Better luck next time, Matt. Up next, we have a short film. We found a film reel buried in my front yard, probably from the early 1800s or so. Like that.
Thank you.
So I'm not sure where they were going to drive that moving truck, because there weren't really a lot of paved roads during that time. That shall remain an unsolved mystery. Let's see. Up next, we have some more DDR, I think. Marbles.qtc. Full screen. Excellent.
Thank you, Karen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you, Karen.
Good morning,
Karen.
Good morning.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you, Karen.
Good morning,
Ohio. Good morning,
Karen.
Good morning,
Ohio.
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 Well, good morning. How are we doing out there? Well, good morning. How are we doing out there? Well, good morning. How are we doing out there?
Good morning.
How
are
we doing
out there?
Thank you, Karen.
Good morning,
Karen.
Good morning.
Thank you, Karen.
Is this too loud?
Good morning.
Is this too loud?
Thank you, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning. So again, I want to leave you with
to be able to, under one roof, to be able to serve you.
So again, I want to leave you
This always happens.
I see work's already taking place, networking's already occurring, and that's a good thing.
So again, I want to leave you with, again, a recurring message.
I see work's already taking place, networking's already occurring, and that's a good thing.
We are pleased for contracting at all levels of business.
The entrepreneurs and the small businesses have long been the backbone.
You guys are the
entrepreneur.
You should be running to again. Look for Kevin. Look for Dan. Look for Harrison. Look for Dan. Big firms are doing. small business is big business.
The entrepreneurs and the small businesses
small business and
the
small businesses
have long been the backbone of the economy.
You should
of course,
be running.
Everyone shall
you should
of course.
Be running.
Of course.
You should be running. How do you differentiate? How do you showcase?
It's a really great opportunity. Communicate your value proposition.
It's about giving you the
opportunity to give the opportunity to the small businesses have.
Fire!
antique Native American.
We have one more piece for you this evening. This one's going to be hopefully performed on the Nintendo, provided it actually works this time. We shall see. Yes. Sunny afternoon, 25 years after the World's Fair. My folks and I drove to Seattle, our Subaru, in disrepair. My first time to the Emerald City, I couldn't wait to see everything in sight. I took the tour of the Federal Science Pavilion and the elevator. Such great heights. My folks and I sat down to dinner. In the eye of the needle, I ordered space noodle pasta with Alfredo sauce. I put my recorder on the windowsill, behind the chair where I did sit. I took some bread, took a pill, then turned around and said, "Oh no." The window by me was a different one than before, because this restaurant had a rotating floor. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't speak. Run after my retainer, but I felt too weak. 500 feet up was our downfall. 500 curses on Seattle. Who knew the thing to come between us would be angular velocity? Needed you to keep my teeth straight. Custom molded with precision. I got you on prescription. In pi times diameter over rate. You'll be back, but it's too late. I tried to linger over cake, but Mom said it was time to go. The window by me was a different one than before. Because this restaurant had a rotating floor. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't speak. To run after my retainer, but I felt too weak. 500 feet up was our downfall. 500 curses on Seattle. Who knew the thing to come between us would be angular velocity? Thank you. can't turn back time. If only I had kept you right next to my plate, wrapped up in my napkin, perhaps, you might not have met this fate. The tour guide. She took our picture. I smiled, but you weren't there to glitter. When I see that picture, I remember the last day we were together. Now I'm riding down the elevator. I just abandoned my retainer in the sky. In the sky. In the sky. In an imperceptibly slow orbit around all those tourists eating dinner, you circumnavigate the sky. You circumscribe. Feet up was our downfall. 500 curses on Seattle. Who knew the thing to come between us would be angular velocity? 500 feet up was our downfall. 500 curses on Seattle. Who knew the thing to come between us would be angular velocity? Thank you. As you may be able to tell, that is the end. We are Project Rory. Thank you for having us here, and see you next time.